You gotta be up against the fence, please. Your brother, sister, father, whoever was online and you're trying to skip with them, it's not gonna happen.
Me and my brother came here since about 11 this morning. Just trying to get what we can get, do what we can to just keep trying to struggle and survive, because I've never seen my town look like this before, you know, ever. You know, Far Rockaway has never looked this way before. You see a lot of people tossing a lot of stuff out of their homes. Everything, they just keep tossing stuff out and out of the whole house, everything is empty. You know, the walls are damaged, the floors are damaged. Everything is torn so much apart, so much apart. People have nothing. That's why when I go to places, get online to go to places to get supplies for my mom, I just get whatever I need. You know, whatever I'm gonna need for her, whatever I'm gonna need for the kids. And I don't try to get too much stuff because there are other people that need also. You know, so even in a situation like this, you should also always think of others. I've been trying to find a heater for my mom for the house because there's no heat. You know, and that was like the real problem. No light, no power, no heat, you know, no hot water. You know, it's a struggle. You're not really living. There's no TV, no telephones, you know. So, you know what I mean? It's like we're living in dark times. Right, you know. But for the children, I try to let them have some normalcy as much as I can so it isn't affecting them in a certain way. Let them feel like everything is okay. You know, you just talk to them, you know, and things that they normally do each day, keep trying to do those things with them. You know, not able to go to school, you know, I get workbooks for them and have times throughout the day that I give them the books and they do math work, they do reading, do different things. Then at a certain time, have them go lunch, you know, like as if they were at school, you know. And then now they started opening schools again and they're doing the busing. That whatever school you was at, if your school is closed, you go there in the morning time and there's buses that take you to another school. And these things is kind of fun for the kids. You know, they like it. It's like, you know, a class trip every day, you know, so they're enjoying it. And you just like try to keep some normalcy. Like you see these kids here, they got their baskets going to the park, you know, and the adults are the ones that's dealing with the stress and the problems or whatever's going on.